Just lazy and don't work,
kind of
good for nothing. How do you refer to them?
Poor
mm-hmm.
white trash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about a person, either black or white, who lives way out in the country and never comes to town, you know, and doesn't know much about ways of town? Look, what do you usually call them?
Ignorant in the backwoods.
A backwoods?
Negro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about all white people
that are from way back, kind of in the hills or something?
What
do you say? Hillbilly? Hillbilly? Well, I feel so sorry you didn't get you on me. I don't know what this thing will work for.
Oh, no, this is
funny.
We're off on that part now. This next part is then about different expressions that you mm-hmm. say. Now, suppose somebody was waiting for you outside, like mm-hmm. waiting for you to get ready to go someplace mm-hmm. with them, and they might holler in here and say, "Hey, Josie!
Hurry up!
Hurry up!" And then you'll say, "Well, mm-hmm. now, just
wait a minute. I'll be ready directly."
And now, if you were going someplace with somebody and you knew that you were on the right road, to some town, but you just didn't know the distance. And you might stop and ask somebody, "Well, how?
Direction?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how far is it?"
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to know how many times somebody did something, like how many times each week they go to town,
mm-hmm.
you might ask them, "Well, how
often do you go to town?"
Mm-hmm. You're real sharp. I told the youngs last night, I said, "You were the sharpest lady." I didn't remember. Now, if you were talking with a friend and you wanted to kind of agree with them on everything, make them feel good, and they said, "Well, I don't like that man." And if you wanted to agree with them on that, you'd say, "Well, me,
leg.
Mm-hmm. And this would be
your feet, foot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And